Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We keep these short reminders, inshallah ta'ala, especially on the odd nights of Ramadan. Very sweet and short, inshallah ta'ala, because I know, and I'm sure many of you want to continue your ibadat and your remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such as a source of reminder for ourselves all together, inshallah ta'ala, continuing the theme of taking a few passages of the Quran and discussing their benefits and how we can relate to them from Surah, or rather Juz Amma. We read Surah Al-Ghashiyah. And we'll take just a first few verses of this Surah, inshallah ta'ala, especially since this Surah is a Surah for which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite every Jumu'ah. He would recite it also in the second Raka'ah of every Eid prayer. It's a Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to often recite this Surah. In fact, one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he heard one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recite this Surah late in the evening when he was performing his own 2 raka'ah, tahajjud prayer. And the Sahabi kept on repeating this ayah, هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْغَاشِيَةِ هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْغَاشِيَةِ هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْغَاشِيَةِ. And he began weeping after reciting the first verse. And he kept on repeating it over and over again until he was unable to recite. He kept on weeping. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he cried with this Sahabi outside of his home. And he said, هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْغَاشِيَةِ. Yes, we've heard about the story of the Ghashiyah. Yes, we've heard about the event of the Ghashiyah. So what is Al-Ghashiyah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْغَاشِيَةِ. Has there come to you the narration? Has there come to you the story? Has there come to you the news of what's going to happen on Al-Ghashiyah? And what is Al-Ghashiyah? Al-Ghashiyah happens to be one of the names that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the day of judgment by. In fact, some of the scholars of Islam, they mention there are approximately 83 different names that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called the day of judgment by. And in the Arabic language, when you multiply, when you give something more names, it shows or gives an indication of the greatness of the thing you are describing or calling or referring to. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has an unlimited amount of names. He has taught us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, a certain amount. And then he says to us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whoever ahsaha, whoever in Allah, 99 isman, Allah jalla wa'ala has 99 names. فَمَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخْلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever ahsa, whoever memorizes, or whoever learns, and whoever lives his life by 99 names of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will enter into paradise. So the fact that something is called more than once, something has greater names, or has more names, is an indication of the magnitude of the magnificence of what is being discussed. So هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْغَاشِيَةِ. Al-Ghashiyah means something that covers, or something that becomes overwhelmed after it becomes covered by something. Hence the Arabs, they refer to the layl, the night, as al-Ghashiyah, because the night overcomes the day. And the night is so magnificent to the extent that you can't see the day. You see the darkness in the sky. They also refer to, as many other points or many other descriptions, as al-Ghashiyah, al-Nar, the fire, is referred to as Ghashiyah because the fire overwhelms and overcomes the person that is burning. When a person's stuck inside a fire, he's unable to get out, all he sees is the fire. And it overcomes and it overwhelms him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls the day of judgment al-Ghashiyah. Why does he call it Al-Ghashiyah? The scholars of Islam, they say that every surah in the Quran is connected to the surah before and the surah that comes after. In the surah after, in Surah Al-Fajr, Allah gives examples and reasons why Yawm Al-Qiyamah, the day of judgment, which is also called Yawm Al-Qiyamah, the day of standing, is called Al-Ghashiyah. Because Al-Ghashiyah, as we said, it has this meaning of a person unable to get out of it. He sees the day of judgment. He sees the horrors of it. And everything in the day of judgment is overwhelming for him. It overcomes him. So the scholars, they also say, imagine every single step and event of the day of judgment, it will overcome you. It will overpower you. You will be unable to get out of it. They mention examples. And they see the deeds of the servant of Allah Jalla wa'ala. All he sees, all he is comprehending, all he is worried about is his deeds. He sees his deeds. He sees his evil deeds. And he feels as if though he's going to be overcome, overwhelmed of his good deeds and his bad deeds. Another example they mention is the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sees the throne of Allah. And he can't see any space or any part of the sky except he sees the throne of Allah Jalla wa'ala. He's overcome by the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sees the malaika, row by row, standing, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All he sees is the malaika. He can't get out of the fact that the malaika are there. He's overwhelmed by the malaika. He sees mankind being punished. The servants of Allah who disobeyed him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all he sees is them being punished. He sees whichever group he's in, the group of the sinners, or the group of the worshippers of Allah Jalla wa'ala. So all he sees is that particular group, people that remind him of himself. He's overwhelmed by them. So this meaning of ghashia, of all being overwhelmed, or overcome, or overpowered, is a beautiful, accurate description of the Day of Judgment. Hence the Sahabi, when he recited, هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْغَاشِيَةِ, he was unable to go to the next verse, because all he thought about was being overcome and overpowered by every event of the Day of Judgment. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving us one example, وُجُوهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ خَاشِعَةٍ عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع. He speaks subhanahu wa ta'ala about the group of people that are going to be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. إذا وجوه يومئذ خاشعة. Some faces on that day will be خاشعة. خاشعة is a term in the Arabic language that can be used to praise somebody, and can also be used to describe somebody being punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or some describe somebody that is being humiliated by Allah jalla wa'ala. Essentially, khashi'a means somebody that knows what is going to happen. So Allah jalla wa'ala speaking about wujuhu yawma'idhin khashi'a, on that day you see faces that you'll be able to see on their facial expression that they know they're going to be destroyed. They know they're going to be humiliated. They know that the adab of Allah Jalla wa'ala is for them. They know they have no route out. They know that Allah Jalla wa'ala is not going to forgive them. They know their sins are so many, the ones that they did in secret, and the rights of the people that they've taken. They know that even if they have good deeds, their good deeds are going to be given and distributed to the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجُوهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ خَاشِعَةٍ. This word khashi'a here refers to being humiliated. Not just being humiliated, but you see on their faces humiliation, and you see on their faces that they know they are going to be from the inhabitants of the fire. May Allah Jalla wa'ala save us from them. Amen. Then he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, عَامِلَةٌ نَاصِبَةٌ تَصْلَى نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ تُسْقَى مِنْ عَيْنٍ آنِيَةٌ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ طَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ ضَرِيعٍ. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, عَامِلَةٌ نَاصِبَةٌ. They were people that in this dunya, تَكَبَّرَتْ فِي الدُّنْيَا مِنْ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ, As Ibn Jarir Tabari, he mentions, rahimahullah ta'ala, and Qatada, rahimahullah ta'ala, they were people that were arrogant, in following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way. They stayed away from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so them, their deeds, and every single sin that they came with, they're going to be from the fuel of the fire. They're going to be the fuel of the fire. عَامِلَةٌ نَاصِبَةٌ تَصْلَى نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ. They will enter the hot, blazing fire. Then he says subhanahu wa ta'ala, تُسْقَى مِنْ عَيْنٍ آنِيَةٌ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ طَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ ضَرِيعٍ. He says, after they will be entering the hot, blazing fire, تُسْقَى مِنْ عَيْنٍ آنِيَةٌ. They will think they're being treated. Allah Jalla wa'ala will give them a drink to drink in the fire. But when they look towards this drink, and when they begin to sip and taste this drink, تُسْقَى مِنْ عَيْنٍ آنِيَةٌ, it comes from a spring in the fire that only serves hot, boiling water. Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, speaking about this ayah and the ayah that comes after, لَيْسَ لَهُمْ طَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ ضَرِيعٍ. They would not be given any food except for a poisonous, thorny plant. Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he used to say that the punishment for the people of the fire is that when they go to drink from this spring, the boiling water destroys everything inside. Because sometimes mankind thinks that the fire is only going to touch the outside of a person's body, or will dismantle and destroy the outside of a person's body and harms his outside. But Allah Jalla wa'ala wants to leave no stone unturned. He wants to make sure the adab of Allah literally touches every single part of a person's body. Every part of his body must feel a adab, a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he makes us know that you're not just going to be harmed from the outside, but you're going to be harmed from the inside. You'll be forced to drink. It's not an option for you. You'll be forced to drink from a hot boiling spring that will destroy and harm a person's inside. And then, as there were people who did what? Amilatun nasibah. They were people that were arrogant. They were proud to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Laysa lahum ta'amun illa min dari'. They will not be given any food except for dari'. Ibn Mas'ud said, what is dari'? Dari' is a thorny path that looks like some fruit or looks like some food for a person to enjoy. But when the servant of Allah comes to it, he's deceived, thinking it's food. So as he takes from the tree, the thorny path rips off his skin. Rips off his skin so that when the people of Jannah go past the people of the fire, they see those who are in the fire but recognizing the skins of these people ripped off and stuck on these trees. This is from the adab of the people of the fire. Just these six verses in Surah Al-Ghashiyah are six verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants mankind to ponder about weekly. Every Jumu'ah is sunnah for the Imam, the Khatib, to recite this surah. Every Eid, an Eid, a day of celebration. But still, Islam has the point of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Celebrating with happiness, celebrating with ta'at, with obedience. Celebration, but whilst also knowing there are limits and boundaries to the celebrations of the days of Eid. May Allah Jalla wa'ala remind us of these great ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these nights, the nights of power, the nights of the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, are an opportunity for us to save ourselves from these punishments. Hence, the dua that is most commonly quoted and commonly recited and urged by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to ask Allah Jalla wa'ala for al-afu. Allahumma innaka afuun tu hibbul afu wa fa'afu anna. May Allah Jalla wa'ala give us all his afu. He forgive us and have mercy upon us and enable us to be of those who worship him in these last days and last nights of the month of Ramadan. Ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan wa barakallahu feekum. Wa sallallahu wa sallam nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.